It was the third guard visit in the last few months. They had been coming more often that year, and Octavia was getting bigger. Bellamy tried not to think about what would happen next time, but even he knew they wouldn't be able to hide her forever.
"I can't believe they looked in the closet," his mother said hoarsely, staring at Octavia, whom Bellamy had carried to the couch.
"Thank God she didn't cry." Bellamy looked over at his toddler sister. Everything about her was miniaturized, from her tiny sock-clad feet to her impossibly small fingers. Everything except her round cheeks and enormous eyes, which always glistened with tears she never seemed to shed. Was it normal for a 2-year-old to be so quiet? Did she somehow know what would happen if someone found her?
Bellamy walked over and sat down next to Octavia, who turned her head to stare at him with her deep blue eyes.
He reached forward to touch one of her dark, glossy curls. She looked just like that doll head he'd found while scavenging for relics in the storage room.
He'd thought about taking it home to Octavia, but decided the ration points he'd get for it at the exchange were more important.
He also hadn't been sure whether it was right to give a baby a disembodied doll's head, no matter how pretty it was.
He grinned as Octavia grabbed his finger with her tiny fist.
"Hey, give that back," he said, pretending to wince. She smiled but didn't giggle. He couldn't remember ever hearing her laugh.
"It was too close," his mother was muttering to herself as she paced back and forth. "Too close, too close, too close."
"Mom, are you okay?" Bellamy asked, feeling his panic return. She walked over to the sink, which was still spilling over with dishes despite the fact that this morning had been their water hour. He hadn't been able to finish before the guards came. It would be another 5 days before they'd have a chance to wash them again. There was a faint crash down the hallway, followed by a peal of laughter. His mother gasped and looked around the flat.
"Get her back in the closet." Bellamy put his arm in front of Octavia.
"It's fine," he said. "The guards were just here. They're not going to be back for a while." His mother took a step forward. Her eyes were wide and full of terror.
"Get her out of here." "No," Bellamy said, sliding off the couch and standing in front of Octavia.
"That wasn't even the guards. It was just someone messing around. She doesn't need to go back in yet."
Octavia whimpered but fell silent as their mother fixed her with a wild-eyed stare.
Oh no. Their mother was muttering, running her hands distractedly through her already disheveled hair. She leaned back against the wall and slid down to the floor, landing with a sharp thud.
Bellamy glanced at Octavia, then walked slowly over to his mother, kneeling carefully beside her.
"Mom?" A new kind of fear welled up inside him, different from what he'd felt during the inspection. This fear was cold and seemed to be creeping out from his stomach, turning his blood to ice.
"You don't understand," she said faintly, staring at something just behind Bellamy's head. "They're going to kill me. They're going to take you, and they're going to kill me."
"Take me where?" Bellamy asked, his voice quivering.
"You can't have both," she whispered, her eyes growing even larger. "You can't have both."
She blinked and refocused her gaze on Bellamy.
"You can't have a mother and a sister."